Welcome to Words, Words, Words. This is your host, Robert Tinajero. On this podcast, I discuss rhetoric, discourse, language, communication, and anything that is connected to that. On today's episode, I'm talking about the rhetoric of Yelp reviews. And so I think everybody has seen a Yelp review at some point. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about the rhetoric of those reviews. And so when I say the rhetoric, that just means we're looking at questions about the language and how it's used and the effect it can have on individuals. And so my first question for you all is, do you use Yelp reviews or other reviewing platforms? Yelp is still the biggest reviewing platform especially for restaurants and small businesses. And so if you do use Yelp, how much weight do you give the review in making a decision? For me, the most often, or the times where I most often look at a Yelp review is for restaurants, because I'll do a search a lot of times on my Maps app, and restaurants will pop up that are close to me or specific kinds of restaurants that I'm looking for in the city. And I'll click on it, and then a few Yelp reviews will pop up, and I'll see the number of stars it gets out of 5. And so it's interesting because in some ways I'm definitely influenced by that. If I see a restaurant has 1 star and 100 people have reviewed it and it's still sitting there at 1 star, and then I read a few of the reviews and they're all bad, I am most likely not going to go to that restaurant. But I have been at restaurants that have, you know, maybe 3 stars and only have 20 reviews, and maybe, at least on my Maps app, 3 of the written out reviews automatically pop up. So as long as one of those is good, then I might give that restaurant a shot. And if you're somebody that never pays attention to the Yelp reviews, I want you to think about why that is. Why don't you care what reviews other people have given the business or the restaurants? Another question I want you to think about concerning, you know, what happens in these reviews as far as people posting how they feel about these businesses. Do you yourself post reviews? I don't believe I've ever posted a review on Yelp for any kind of business. There's been a few times where I've thought about it, either I've had a negative experience and I wanted to post something, or I had a really great experience and I wanted to post something, but I don't think I've ever created a Yelp account, or if I have, I've never posted a review. And so that's something to think about, is why do some people really love reviewing things and other people never ever review things? And then some people, I imagine most people, will look at these reviews and it'll have some weight in their decision, but they never really get around to reviewing, or maybe they have just a handful of times, or they'll only do it if they had like a really negative experience and they want everybody to know. Or unfortunately, I'm guessing less often, somebody has a really great experience and they want to post something positive about the business. Another thing to think about that specifically is looking more specifically at the language used in these reviews is, do you have a preference? And when I say preference, I don't mean like this is something that is, right, life-changing or that you think about often. But when you look at the Yelp reviews, do you like when a review is well-written? Like I'm talking about like grammatically, like good grammatically correct sentences with, you know, good description, full sentences, proper punctuation? Or do you kind of like when these reviews are a little more casual, right? So there's maybe a few grammar errors, or they really don't care that much about the punctuation. Because to me, somebody that studies language, that is interesting, right? How we not only have preferences, but the effects that might have on how we feel about the reviewer, right? If we see a perfectly written paragraph, that may annoy us, or we may love it, or maybe we're going to think it's a fake review, that somebody like was hired to write a review for the business. On the other hand, if we see a review that has grammar errors and is really informal, some people may really hate that and wish it was better written, or that, you know, that wasn't the review that popped up. Or they may really like it. They're like, this is just a everyday person like me. They make grammar errors, it's just a review, what's the big deal? And if we want to go deeper into that, and this isn't just reviews, this is with writing in general, we might start thinking about things like race or socioeconomics or education, and just what we think about in general about how people write and what that says about how we as individuals or we as a society view different styles of writing. And so once again, I know this is not something that people just walk around thinking about, but this podcast kind of, it pushes listeners to think about some of those things that are connected specifically to language. Something else that popped up when I was doing a little bit of research for this episode was the prevalence of like fake reviews, either positive or negative, that are on Yelp. I think we all understand that whenever you have a review site, there is the definite possibility that you have somebody that maybe works for that company or is a friend of that company, or maybe is even hired by that company to post positive reviews and create accounts. In my research, I found that Yelp pays attention to things like how many followers does that Yelp reviewer have, how long has their account been around, and that's kind of one way for them to figure out if it's maybe just a fake account that was created very recently to post a positive review. On the other hand, there can definitely be fake negative posts or reviews about specific businesses. And in some cases, Yelp has seen that those were created by either somebody that was upset or had an axe to grind with somebody that was connected to that business, or they were a competitor, right? And so maybe you have this great taco stand or food truck, right? That's a neighborhood. And then you have another food truck with Italian food down the street. Maybe one of them posts, gets online, creates an account on Yelp, posts a negative review so they could hurt the other business, right? Because they want that business. So it's interesting to think about how people create these fake reviews, and there's all sorts of negative things and even more complex scams that are connected to reviews. The last thing I want to end with is, are there places where you look at reviews and take those much more seriously, and then other places where you don't think about it? And what I mean by that is, let's say you want to go to a restaurant and you've never been there. And so are you going to like look at those reviews, and they're going to carry a lot of weight on whether or not you're going to try that restaurant, as opposed to going to like Amazon and you're going to buy a product and you're looking at those reviews? Do those hold more weight over the Yelp reviews? Or let's say that you're going to book a place on Airbnb and you want to go stay somewhere. Are those reviews going to hold more weight than a Yelp review about a restaurant or an Amazon review about some product? And so all these sites now, it's very easy to click on reviews. And that's something interesting to think about too. So let's say you're booking a room at a hotel, at a specific hotel, like the Marriott or something, and their site, you might be able to click on reviews. Are you suspicious that the business has very tight control over what reviews are popping up on their website when you're making a booking, as opposed to a more independent place like Yelp that is reviewing all these businesses, but it's not the business itself. So as all the episodes are, this was just a short episode, and I want you to think about the rhetoric of Yelp reviews and reviews in general, and how much weight they have in you making decisions, how they influence people, how they influence society, how they are a big part of our economy now. And so I want you to kind of think about the effect they have on you, and bring up these questions with your friends or family members or colleagues and ask them what they think about all these reviews and the effects they have. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, please follow the podcast on social media and have a great day.